What up, K-State Nation? Another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer coming to you on Friday. Happy Friday, the final day in January. January 31st, 2025. The Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, men's, women's basketball, track this weekend. Indoor track, I should say. Tennis, women's golf kicking off this weekend. All things K-State sports. First time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here. This will be coming out tonight, as usual. Postcast, women's basketball taking over in overtime over Iowa State last night in Manhattan, Kansas. Make sure you do go ahead and hit that like, subscribe button if you have not already. And again, I cannot say this enough. I know I say it a million times now, but I appreciate all of you guys for checking out this podcast, especially you've been following us throughout, in and out, or every now and then. Thank you so much. Make sure you do pass along information about the Pearl Project Podcast. So don't forget about our extra channel over on the Podbean app. Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-I-D. G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-I-D. Apostrophe S podcast. Like, I don't even know my own channel over there. G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S podcast. That is the name of the channel on the Podbean app. Download the Podbean app. Bonus coverage of the Pearl Project Podcast. My goodness, last night. What a game last night. I've told you guys pretty much since last week, after K-State women's basketball lost to Colorado, you knew this was going to be a four-quarter game. This turned out to be, you needed an extra frame to get it done. K-State women's basketball, not only you get back in the win column, but you stay right there. Oh, hang on a second. You stay undefeated. I'm way too excited right now. You stay undefeated at home, 87-79 there. Iowa State was trying to upset K-State last night. Couldn't do it in overtime there. K-State now stays undefeated at home. This was one of the bigger concerns going in here, and I've said this, they have to start learning how to win without Ayoka Lee, because it has been a trend here ever since Ayoka Lee stepped on foot on campus here. But I know K-State has won a lot of games, and by the way, this is their 20th win of the season. I'll get touch on that in just a second, but look, I think, to me, this is the biggest win of the season for Let's get back on the win column for this team to build the confidence that, hey, we can win it without our best player. So you got the talent, you got the players, you got the pieces to do it, and they got it done. 28th win season in K-State history on the women's basketball side, and it's fifth under Jeff Mitty in his 11-year it is 11th season for head coach Jeff Mitty there as well. K-State, more importantly, 8-1 now in conference play. There, five players reaching double digits last night. Serena Sundell, what did I say yesterday? You guys listen to this podcast, apparently, because Serena Sundell last night was tremendous. 23 points, 10 of 19 shooting. 4 rebounds, 3 steals, a block shot, 8 assists. A typical Serena Sundell line for her. Taryn Tice was absolutely amazing last night. Off the bench, the energizer bunny that she is. 17 off the bench. Perfect there from downtown. 6 of 9 shooting, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals for her as well. Sienna Walker at 8-11 as well for this team let's call it what it is. This is the biggest win by far this year for this team there. Iowa State there. And not only that, hang on a second. Yeah, Iowa State rallied back to force this game into overtime there. Iowa State led after the first quarter. Then K-State punched back, led at halftime in this game. And then Iowa State rallied in the fourth quarter there to force overtime there. But hey, K-State doubled the points on Iowa State in overtime. You outscored them, right? 16-8 to win it, 87-79. Eddie Greer, postcast, women's basketball. K-State, 11th ranked K-State, pulls away late, needing an extra frame to knock out Iowa State. 87-79, K-State, women's basketball, came in this matchup after the upset loss. You only dropped a spot in the AP poll there. So the AP poll did you a favor, because, hey, the last time we lost in the top two, we were second. We dropped, what, all the way to, what, 15th or something like that? This time, they're nice to us this time, man. You did yourself a favor by beating your rival here. And let's start with Iowa State here real fast. Oh, my goodness. They were combined. Damn. They were combined 48 points by Audie Cooks, Addie Brown combined 48 points. 48 of the 79 points for Iowa State in this game. Damn. And Cooks, 10 of 16 from the field. And then Addie Brown. Addie Brown came in one of the best players on that team. 8-11 from the field, and she was 4 of 5 from downtown last night there in this game. K-State, we already mentioned some of the players already. Tamir Poindexter. Let me check this guy's stat line here. Yeah, others got hit double digits last night besides the big three. Sundell, Walker, and Sides. Poindexter and Jalen Glenn combined 20 points, 10 each there. Emmanuel Lester, 6. Maulpin, 6. San Sanchez, 2. And Taylor Kennedy, 9 minutes of play there. Who started? I think Monty Lester started this game, if I'm not mistaken. It was Maulpin against Colorado. Jeff Mini decided to put Lester in the starting lineup. 47% shooting from the field as a team, K-State did. 11th ranked K-State did last night. 42% from downtown. That's what you need right there, especially against a tough opponent like Iowa State. You can say I called this because, look at the trend, look at the history between these two teams. It's always coming out of the fourth quarter. It's going to be a four-quarter game no matter what. Iowa State was not going to go away in this game. 40, especially when you get that type of reduction from your best two players, Addie Brown and Audie Cooks, last night there, as they almost let Iowa State by themselves. Everybody else didn't do anything there, but K-State, this is a team effort right here. Serena Sundell, 42 minutes last night. Jalen Glenn, 40 there as well. Heavy minutes for those two players there. Second chance points, 4. Points in the paint, 42. Fast break points, 22. Points off turnovers, 20. Bench points, 31 there as well in this game. Yeah, K-State, 11th ranked K-State, needing overtime there. But a big win in my book, probably the biggest win of the season up to date. Against Iowa State, 11th ranked K-State, 87. Iowa State, 79. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports there. Let me see if we can get Jeff Mitty here. Let's see. Yeah, Jeff Mitty, after the fact, of course, and I've been talking about, hey, you need to bounce back. And he talks about that right here, saying, quote, "It was quiet on the plane ride home. The disappointment of not playing well really stung. The last time we lost, there wasn't time to dwell on it. Since we had to play DePaul less than 24 hours later." That was early in the season. Remember, this team lost against Duke way back when, up in Henderson, Nevada, right? And they turned around and thrashed DePaul in that game. And then here you had quite a while to think about it here. So kind of worth it. Yeah, it's been a minute since. Go back to that, you know, that this women's basketball team, they ain't lost back-to-back games all year. So you had to come up with something. Oh, back to Jeff Mitty here. Quote, "But this time we had to sit with it for a couple of days in the Big 12. We always talk about not letting one loss turn into two. You have to get back up, practice well, and do the right things. I thought we practiced better as the week went on. Right after Colorado, we didn't practice well, but as the week progressed, ooh, I felt better about our preparation," end quote right there. Oh, yeah. So you knew Iowa State was going to get your best shot. You did it. You get it done there. Leading Serena Sundell, Taryn Sides, and let me see. Did I? No. Yep. Sienna Walker. Yeah, Sienna Walker. So, all right. So I'm way too excited. But a big win last night for this team last night. And now let me see if I can scroll over to the Big 12 standings as it is right now. And TCU came in, well, K-State came into this a game needing to match TCU after both of these teams lost the same weekend. Well, K-State, we're right back tied. And who's the third? Somebody's a third team stepping in here. That's Oklahoma State. 8-2 right now in the conference right now. So TCU, K-State right now tied. But Oklahoma State might have something to say about it. But right now, Our Wildcats, step for step, continuing. Now I can throw a three-team blanket in here with TCU and Oklahoma State with the same amount of wins, but Oklahoma State has another one more loss than the Lady Wildcats and the Lady Horned Frogs there. So, let's go back to that real quick. Let me see. What's their next game here? I was looking on the screen here real quick. This is bad. Okay, so next up on ESPN Plus, Sunday. Oh, man. Yeah, Sunday. This is another tough stretch. This is another game because last year we went in there and lost to KU in Lawrence. Tip off a little after 2. ESPN Plus will have it, so you don't have the ESPN Plus app. I don't know what you're doing. Might as well get it now. Another big game, and KU stands in the way of Kansas State. So that is next for the ladies basketball team. A big game, Dylan Sampaio Showdown, Part 1. You got to play KU, and they stay in the way there as well. 2 o'clock. That is the wrong thing right there. Let me see if it's going to do anything. Yeah, so I'm going to check KU's record here real quick. Kansas, you throw records out the window, but KU at the bottom, at the second half of the standings here, 4-6, 14-7, you know my terms, but hey, rivalry games bring crazy results, and we know how this goes down, so hopefully the Lady Wildcats can go over to Lawrence and take care of some business there. But a huge win last night in overtime, 11th-ranked K-State wins it, 87-79 over Iowa State, led by Sundell Walker and Size. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily, whatever else, to have a chance to record a podcast. I'm sorry. Wait, if you're not excited, then I don't know what y'all do. Especially your K-State fan, I don't know what you're doing. But anyways, we're going to wrap this up right now. Time to head on out of here. Eddie Greer, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. K-State alum. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California, also K-State alum. This has been another postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Wildcats win it in overtime over Iowa State, 87-79 in Bramlage Coliseum. The Purple Project Podcast continues. Cats.